Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
At the start of May, residents of Hawaii's Big Island began noticing that something was clearly up. The pattern of volcanic activity that had been their constant companion for many years had changed. Cracks began to appear in roads, and suddenly an eruption began spewing lava within a heavily populated area. But there may well be worse in store, and geologists suspect that a series of explosive eruptions could be brewing. Indeed, one has already happened in the last week. Jessica Johnson is a volcanologist at UEA.
Hawaii is made from a hot spot, and this is where there is hotter material travelling through the mantle, rising up and reaching the crust in the middle of the Pacific plate and creates these volcanoes. So the Big Island of Hawaii is made up of five different volcanoes. Mount Kilauea is the youngest and most active of those volcanoes. It's been more or less continuously active for the last 35 years.
I think it qualifies as one of the longest studied volcanoes on Earth too, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. The Thomas Jagger started the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory over 100 years ago, and Volcano Observatory has been there ever since.
Is it the predictability, the fact that there is this ongoing activity there, that means it's a surefire win if a volcanologist like you goes down there, you're going to get some data? Is that why people like you like it?
Partially, yeah. I mean, if there's lots of activity, it's easier to study the activity, but it's also very accessible as well.
And the environment and the nightlife is quite agreeable.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a trip to Hawaii is nothing to be sniffed at.
So what has changed at the end of last month and at the beginning of this month when this eruption began? What's different this time? In what way is this more of a cause for concern?
Well, this sequence is actually really interesting. There has been an eruption there for about the last 35 years, and that eruption actually started in a very similar way to the new activity that we've seen. It started with some fissures, the lava fountains. Those lava fountains ended up building up a cone, and lava continued to come out of that cone, and that eruption was called Pu'u'o'o, and that was halfway along the East Rift Zone, so it was away from the summit of the volcano, but it wasn't as far down towards the ocean as the eruptive activity that we're seeing now. On top of that, there was also this second eruption point at the summit, in the summit caldera, called Halema'uma'u. That was a lava lake which opened up in 2008. And so for the last decade, we've had these two eruptions that have been fairly steady, except every now and again, there's this change in activity. The magma seemed to be draining away from those two eruption points, and then a fissure opened up. And in that case, in 2011, it was actually in between Pu'u'o'o and the summit. So again, it was in an unpopulated area.
So what happened this time?
So this time it started off in a very similar way. We saw magma draining away from those two eruption points, but instead of erupting between those two eruption points in an unpopulated area, it actually moved down rift towards the ocean underneath the ground and ended up erupting in a populated area.
Now, when you say the fissure has opened up in a populated area, what actually happened and what did people see and what was the underlying geology?
Firstly, we saw small earthquakes moving along underneath the ground towards this residential estate, and that is a clue that magma is moving under the ground. The other clue was the ground deformation. As the magma pushes its way through the ground, it kind of pushes up on the ground above it, and we can measure that using satellite images. But the ground deformation was actually so much that it started to crack the roads as well. So the people in the estate started noticing these ground cracks, and eventually the lava starts coming out.
And given that it is bucking the trend and doing different things, is it possible that the mode of eruption could change? Hitherto, we've seen the exit of very runny lava, which just oozes and produces these sorts of flows. We haven't seen too many of these explosive events where the whole thing goes bang like Krakatoa. Is there a possibility that it could be building up towards something like that?
There's been lots of talk about that in the news recently because one of the things that's happening at the summit where that lava lake was, the magma's kind of been drained away and the lava lake has been falling. It's dropped by over 300 metres from where it was. The lava level is now below the water table. And so the water is able to seep through the edges of the conduit wall and come into contact with the very, very hot magma. When that happens, the water can flash into steam very quickly. And at the moment, what we're seeing at the summit is fairly continuous white steam plumes. So that steam is able to escape quite easily. However, there are also small explosions because parts of the vent wall that are no longer supported by the lava lake being inside it are breaking off the vent wall into the deep lava lake and causing small explosions. So that's kind of like if you drop a Mento into some Coke and it fizzes up and churns everything up and releases a lot of gas. But there is a possibility that a large amount of blocks could fall off into the deep conduit and block the escape of steam. And if that happens, then pressure might build up to a point where we have larger explosions. That's similar to what happened in 1924. So that's the model that we are looking at the moment. But obviously, we don't know exactly what might happen. So we're somewhat in uncharted territory here.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.